As a young man of 24, Telemann spent 2 years working in Sorau, which is now in Poland. In that time, he travelled with the court to Krakow. On the way, they stopped at roadside inns and taverns, where the composer was enormously impressed with the music that he heard, particularly from the bagpipers and fiddlers who accompanied dancers. When the dancing stopped, the musicians improvised with boundless inventiveness. Telemann wrote in his autobiography, "An observant person could pick up enough ideas from them in a week to last a lifetime." He constantly referred to Polish music in the highest terms. He even wrote this little poem about it. "Justly one praises what rejoices the heart. All the world dance to songs of Polish art. So with ease the statement I deliver should, music of the Poles is not made of wood." The inspiration from that short time in Poland was indeed enough to last Telemann a lifetime. He kept coming back to it through his composing life, and the Polish influence is often found in the last movements of his compositions. He uses drones, melodic patterns, and accents that suggest Polish dance music. This is heard clearly in the last movement of Telemann's Double Concerto in E minor, which is written for recorder and flute. It's in rondo form, with a lively Polish dance as a theme written over a drone. Towards the end, it gets quite carried away with everybody playing in octaves. The presto from Telemann's Double Concerto in E minor is played here by Ensemble Caprice with Matthias Mauter. Was the presto from Telemann's Double Concerto in E minor, played by Ensemble Caprice with Matthias Mauter. FMR 101.3.